Thank you for calling. Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hello?
Hello, is this Tiffany?
Yes, hey Martha, how are you?
I've been better.
Okay. I just want to stay in that one here. Trying to answer a question real fast. Okay. So I wanted to speak with you about your last week infractions, QA infractions. Some of them were shown here as, I'm going to pull this back up here for you.
I didn't even work that much last week. I was sick.
Well, they actually QA'd you. Well, it's the week, it's the week before that, and then last week you had this one, which was Fragrant Jewels. We got it reviewed, and that was actually taken off. So that's how this week you actually end up with a 100 QA score for this following week here, which was last week. But the week following for that, you got QA 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times. And the reason I have to speak with you about it is because 3 of those calls were you were auto-filled with a 0, which actually caused your QA to be that following week. Your QA was a 63. Yeah, the week of 124. It was a 63. So just wanted to speak with you about that. So. The one with the 0 that I'm showing here for Gilbert, a lot of these calls are saying that you were autofilled, did saying that the customers were saying hello. There were no response on the calls, basically you didn't come to the call.
No, I did come to the call. If you check in the IT, you can see where I have been telling them every day that it is issues with this whole headset. I cannot type on this headset and hold this headset a certain way.
Well, this is what we do. So I actually checked the IT group. So the call was taken on 1:15, and when I go back to that particular day, there's nothing in the IT group regarding any headset issues or anything like that. Now, I can go back and recheck again. That's no problem. But you said that you haven't posted it in there every day about your headset. Have they come to, I mean, what was the conclusion of what did they say about the headset? Because normally they'll tell you after so many times they replace it, so you come back here and get another one, or I mean, what did IT actually tell you about the headset? Did they say anything
He messaged me, told me to do a test call. It was 3 test calls. He said, will you hear something? I told him I didn't even hear nothing. Every day I have to unplug this headset, beat on it, twist it around, and do whatever. A lot of my calls, if you hear, the customers are saying it's a lot of static. If they listen to my calls, they're saying it's a lot of static, or either they're saying it's beeping. They hear a smoke detector when I don't have a smoke detector beeping, or it's a lot of static, or I have to hold it.
Now, it is a lot of static now on the phone.
Exactly. It's my headset.
Have you tried to mess with that middle piece that connects the headset to
I unplug it, and then it'll do right for a few minutes, and then it's back to the basic.
Okay, so, because when I listen to the call, I couldn't hear you. Now, normally, like, I can hear you on a call saying something with the static, but on this particular call, there was no response at all on there. Basically, just the customer saying, hello, someone here, hello, like, you're away from the call. Now, I'm not saying that he wasn't trying to say anything, because it could be the fact that, you know, you remember you were speaking, I'm not for sure, you know, on the phone call, the recording, I have no problem sending that over to you. It's basically like the customer came on the line, you were away from the phone, or maybe you used to be coming to the phone where the customer was just speaking and there was no response from the agent, is what it sounded it was. So that's why they auto-filled you, like, give her a call. Also showing here the auto-filled you for Supreme Marketing Call, Michelle Tier, 32 seconds into the call is when you actually start to speak to the customer. So when the call came in, there was no response. I'm not for sure if you were trying to respond to them then due to headset issues. Like I said, I was able to talk to Stephanie and somebody about that because this is my first time that I'm hearing from you that you have been having headset issues. But I would definitely let someone know and see, can we maybe get another headset, you know, sent over, you know, maybe get another one swapped out. I'm not really for sure, but normally after so many times, they'll try to tell you to come in and get another headset or, you know, bring your computer in just to make sure everything is going on, make sure your speed or is where it needs to be and things like that. So you won't get counted off of that. So I always tell my agents, you know, if you're having some issues on the call, so the conversation, make sure you're putting that in the IT group so we're able to go back and confirm, okay, what she did say at this time, this call was taken by that time on this date, so this is the call that maybe she was having issues with. Because when we do go back and do that, before they actually grade you, you know, on this time it doesn't show that you were having any issues. It just shows that you came to this call 32 seconds before actually saying something. It shows you that you failed to get product knowledge, which we spoke about like 2 weeks ago, about making sure like each call, you provided product knowledge on each call. It also shows here your hold time. You went over the 30 seconds before checking back in. And that's one of the things that we talk about all the time is hold time. Hold time is 30 seconds. So when you're, you know, having a customer hold, Google docking, notating the account, et cetera, whatever you may be doing, you want to make sure that you're checking back in with the customer, let them know that they're still there, that you're just working on their account. So there was a zero for that particular call. Now, you got a friggin' Jules call here as well, where they gave you an 85. It shows that you don't want to call. A live call, you were speaking to the customer, you kind of just yawn on the live call. Now, if you feel like you have this long yawn, you know, you want to mute that so we don't get that on the live call, because when we, if you're explaining something to a customer, you just, you know, yawn is kind of like unprofessional. You know, you're not alive on the call, you know, you just kind of like just going with the flow, especially with that particular campaign for Jules in real particular. And persist about, you know, just being professional, upbeat on that particular campaign. So you were marked off for that and also hold time, as well as what it shows here on that call. There's another call here, which is a pH balance call. They gave you an 84. It shows here because it did not give product knowledge. Is there any reason that you're not providing the product knowledge?
I do. Well, when I first come on my call, I put the name, I tell them the name of the product.
Okay.
So I'm not understanding why that is.
Well, after you give them the name of the product, what is the next thing that you normally do?
Well, I'll tell them the data they got and out, and I'll ask them, well, how may I help you, or what we'll speak on what they're calling in for.
Okay, so you're providing the product name, but you're not providing the product knowledge. So that's what you're getting counted off for, because a lot of your counts for your infraction is not, it's product knowledge. I'm seeing now that basically you're explaining to me you're missing that step. So after you give the product name, the next step you want to do is give a product knowledge. So for instance, if it's a example, a dietary supplement, you know, you let them know, ma'am, you ordered the, I'll say, for instance, the Spirit Keto and the Cleanse. It is a dietary supplement for weight loss. It provides you with, you know, this or whatever the case may be, the facts on the particular product or product knowledge on the product before you go into, you know, going into the draw offer, explaining the terms and conditions, things like that. You want to get that product knowledge in there. So if you're not providing with the product knowledge, that is why they're counting you off of QA. For that 10 or 20 points, because you're not providing that product knowledge.
Okay.
So that's something that you want to make sure that you're doing on every call, is, which is major, your product knowledge. Because if a customer's calling in and you're telling me, well, ma'am, you ordered the Spirit Keto, and I'm like, Spirit Keto, what is that? Keto. And then you're just telling me, well, you know, you paid the $4.95, you're going into the terms, but you're not actually providing the information. You know, just to remind the customer what it is. It's a diet pill, ma'am, helping you such and such. So, you know, we're like, oh, yeah, the diet trial order, you know, it's a free trial. Now I know what she's thinking about. So it's very important to recall that you provide the product knowledge as well. Back to here, I'm showing there was another fragrance you was called where you got a zero showing here that no one's talking. Seeing that the customer's back again, saying hello, but the agent did not ever come to the line as well. Now, like I said, I can go back and just research it again. This was the month, the week of 24th, January the 24th, that week. So, I don't know, I'm not, like I said, I didn't see anything with these calls. They grade you are mostly on the 15th and the 21st. We didn't show anything. I don't know if you guys have a fragrance jewels. Something, if you know something happens on fragrance jewels, if you have kind of like a group, which I'm pretty much in every group. I don't know if you put something in there or anything like that, but we didn't see anything where you were having issues. You just basically said that the customer was speaking, which they were, you know, hello, anyone there, hello, you know, no one ever, you know, came into the line, said anything, things like that, which caused the autofill from the zero. So, due to the severity of the zeros, and basically most of these zeros are from that you call coming in on the call, or the last one was done for every 32 seconds, that it would have to go into the system as a verbal warning.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, going forward, I would just make sure, you know, every time you hit that beat on the line, that you go ahead and, you know, start your opening. If you have any headset issues, DM me, write me, you know. I really, that's what I'm here for, because like I said, this is my first time, you know, hearing about you having these issues. That way I can reach out to IT and, you know, watch the status she's been writing you guys. You know, the IT also have their telephone number, you can call them and speak with Stephanie and, you know, other IT members in IT where they can get that situated. Because if you've been having headset issues and this is what's causing your QA and causing you to, you know, get it rolled up for these things like that, then I don't think, you know, that's fair. If you've been telling someone that you haven't, headset issues. Like I said, this is my first time that you brought it to my attention, and I'm just looking back at our, you know, conversations that you've been having headset issues.
I've told Brandon, I've been telling IT.
Okay, so what I would do, because are you having headset issues today?
Well, you say you're hearing the static.
Yeah, you know, when you first came on, it was static, and then, you know, I can hear you, I guess, you know, when you first came on, it was a little staticky, but now, you know, how we have a conversation from that beginning of the call, is I haven't heard anything. So
yeah,
I'm not sure if you're holding on to something
it.
Or...
Yeah, I'm holding it.
Okay. Have you ever thought about maybe taping it down to whatever your computer's on, maybe? Put a piece of tape on it to maybe see what that... Because if the cord is continuing to move, that can maybe cause static in the cord or something like that. I know when I was an agent, I had the long cord. I had to actually take mine down to my cubicle where that static, you know, won't happen when you're on a phone call, sometimes like that. But what I would probably do is just speak with, you know, IT, see, can you just come in and get another headset? Since you haven't spoken with them, I'm pretty sure they have documentation on their end showing where you haven't spoken with them regarding headset issues, and we can get that situated where, you know, going forward, you won't have these zeros, because, you know, it's a zero, it's an autofill. It's not where you're getting a 90 or 80, it's the actual zero. And just the fact that that week you got three of them from not coming on the call is what caused you to have a verbal warning that we would have to put it in the system for, because, and those are on freaking jewel calls except for one. So that's very, very, you know, the severe of that. And like I said, I don't show anything on those particular dates. Like I said, if you have any issues, definitely write me. You know, Ms. You know, Ms. Graham, I had headset issues on this day on this call. It's documented, so I can go back and say, okay, well, she did write me, you know, this was going on this call, freaking jewel call. So when I see, you know, when the QA comes in, I can see that you wrote me that day. It's already set with the time of that time messed up with that call. I know exactly what you're talking about. We can go ahead and get that, you know, take it off your QA so it won't count as an issue. So that's what I would do. Like I said, I would also call IT, you know, let them know, can you come in and get another headset? I'm pretty sure it wouldn't be anything to do that as well, since you're having some type of issues. Have you also thought about moving it to another USB cord? Another socket in the computer? Because sometimes I had to do mine like that too.
Yeah, I've done it also.
You have? Okay. Well, that's the only thing I can think about on mine, because I switch mine out all the time to make sure. And like I said, I always tape it as well with that long cord and then that middle piece, because that middle piece is what causes the static when I always had that long piece. But that normally is what it is, so I normally just take that down, and normally that works. But, you know, it's hard to work in time, and then you have to hold that down on the whole 8 hours that you're working. So, you know, I definitely recommend to reach out to them and try to get another headset. Can you request for another headset?
Okay.
Let me see what else here. Like I said, this upcoming week, you had 100 on your QA, so congratulations on that. They did count you out for a friggin' jewels call, but I think we got it disputed where you got 100 on that. And that was for showing here, did not verify the account or the survey. So, you know, they gave you a 70. So just hold forward on those friggin' jewels calls. Make sure you're doing everything that you need to do on those particular calls, because that's what's showing you that's kind of hurting you, those calls. And like I said, they do take those calls very seriously. So make sure, you know, going forward that you're doing everything. Product knowledge is what you're not doing on the retention calls, and make sure that you're providing information. You know, if it's a mail enhancement, just give them a couple of facts. You know, it's supposed to do this, supposed to do that, what's it supposed to hit with this, and then go into your, you know, providing your terms and conditions and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, well, like I said, I do apologize. It's my first time hearing about it. I wish I was able to do something before. You know, I did not know you were having any headset issues and things like that, but I know it's three calls. What you got the autofill for is nothing. You're not hearing any static. Just the customer. That's it.
Okay. I'm gonna go back and look through my stuff while I was sending it through IT.
Okay. Oh, did you email the manual personally, or did you put it in the IT group?
I went in the IT group.
Okay. Well, like I said, if it's something that, you know, they match these dates on these calls and you put it in, then, you know, we can try to get it taken off or whatever. But like I said, this is my first time on my end hearing about it, you know. And like I said, going forward, if you have any, you know, problems with any kind of calls or anything like that, DM me, you know, just so that can be a record, you know, that you were having that issue with that call, and I can go back to it like, yeah, she did. She wrote me here. Around this time, she took this call, she would have an issue, so that is a legit, you know, issue. So we can get that taken off.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, I mean, other than that, ma'am, I have nothing else to discuss with you. I think that was it. Like I said, just going forward, make sure you're providing the product knowledge. Make sure, you know, when the call comes in, you hear that beep, go into, you know, go ahead and start seeing your opening. Thank you for calling customer support or whatever you say on Friggin' Jewels, because it's short. It's a 32 whole second before you say your opening. So make sure, you know, going forward, you know, you hear that beat, you go ahead and start opening the call and things like that. And, you know, just make sure you watch your whole time as well, okay?
Yes.
Okay, so I put it in a system where you go in there, you know, definitely sign up on it if you like to or not. I'll let you know when it's available and things like that. You can go back on there and reread what was documented on there. And other than that, that is it.
Okay.
Okay, and then, like I said, if you have any information like you said you're going to do, please send it over to me so we can, you know, get it looked at.
Oh, well, you know I send it like I sent it the last time.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, you did last time. You were.
Mm-hmm. I will send it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right, Martha. You have a great day. Okay. Bye-bye. Okay.